This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Today, the AFL Women's League announced that they will be holding a Pride game this season, and The Informer's Dina Curry covered the announcement that sees the AFLW create an even more inclusive league in just their second year.
Today, I have the great honour to announce to you that on round four this season, Friday, February 23rd, at VU Witten Oval, the Bulldogs and the Blues will play the inaugural AFLW Pride game.
That was Joy's Michelle Shepherd from Trans POV speaking today at the Pride of Our Footscray, home of the Western Bulldogs Supporters Pride Group, where it was announced that the AFL women's teams, the Western Bulldogs and Carlton Football Club, will host the league's first Pride match in just a few weeks. Both teams will wear specially designed guernseys, which have yet to be revealed, but wearing them on the field is something players Hannah Scott and Brianna Javy can't wait to do.
I guess I'll go back to my the leadership group was approached, and they had a little printout of a Pride jumper, and I just had this, it was a pretty overwhelming feeling of, as you touched on, you know, belonging. I just felt like I belonged at the Western Bulldogs, and you know, it has such a, it's a great opportunity to educate and just to keep bringing to light everything that goes on. And you know, we had a massive breakthrough with marriage equality, but we just sort of can't stop there. We just have to keep pushing because there's so much that people don't know. And I just think that it's something that, as we're in the public eye, and what better thing to do than to help young people come out and, you know, to be proud about who they are. And a lot of people also don't understand that the people that are out, well, everything that they've gone through to get to that point, that they're okay. You know, you lose relationships with family members and you lose friendships, and yeah, it's a really tough time. So I'm very, very happy to be a part of something like this, and I just couldn't be prouder to be a Bulldog.
I think Hannah just put it perfectly, to be honest. That's 100% the way I feel about this game coming forward. It's so exciting, and it's just such a perfect space for us to help make a change and to change people's mindset, I guess, in a way. And obviously already a massive step with marriage equality coming through, which is absolutely fantastic, and again something we're so excited about. But yeah, the whole of Carlton, you know, as Kane sort of already touched on, we're massive about obviously inclusiveness and belonging, and you know, that's something I felt walking into the club and experience every day that I'm in there. So yeah, just really super excited to be a part of it, and hoping to really, yeah, take those steps forward in I guess, you know, I'm making a change as well. So really exciting. You know, obviously running out there with your teammates is obviously always fantastic, and something you wait for every weekend, and it's so exciting. But yeah, so I guess do that with someone that you love, that's all, you know, that's something that not many people get to experience. So yeah, super excited, and I just love the way you know, obviously the Bulldogs holding this match, and we're super excited to be part of that. I think the way the direction the AFL is going, and the way Carlton as a club, and obviously the Bulldogs as well, is going, is just so positive. And I guess, like Hannah touched on, you know, it's always going to be open to a little bit of negativity, which is why, you know, it's such a huge step, especially in the scheme of the sporting world, to sort of take a stance and have a really strong positive stance on it. So I think, yeah, going into this Pride game, I know all of you are super, super excited, and we just can't wait to, you know, wear those colours and, you know, those jerseys with Pride when we run out.
When asked about the fact that Carlton Football Club didn't come out strongly enough in support for marriage equality, as a gay woman, Davy was quick to set the record straight about how inclusive the club has been for her.
I guess I can't comment too much on that. It's more so for me the personal experiences I've had there, and at the club they've been absolutely fantastic, and they've really stuck true to those values of being included and feeling like you belong, and I know a lot of the girls would echo that, and I can honestly say that if I felt differently, I would say it right here and right now. But no, I don't feel differently about that. I really love Carlton, and I know that they're massively strong supporters in it.
The AFL Women's League proudly shone with inclusivity and equality in its first year, and continuing this narrative within not only the season with a Pride match, but throughout the culture of both teams is Carlton CEO Kane Little and Bulldog CEO Amit Baines, who were proud to be a part of this event.
As a club, we're very excited to be a part of this game, and it obviously builds on the work the club has done in the elite women's football space over many years, so first and foremost, very excited. As a club, I suppose there have been a number of internal conversations that have been taking place, certainly over the last 12 months with the competition having started, around how the club can play a more proactive role in promoting gender diversity and supporting the LGBTIQ and wider gender diversity community. So this game we see as a natural fit, and obviously there's been some great support in the AFL men's competition for this concept, but to be able to do it in the AFL women's, and as you say, celebrating a lot more than I suppose what you would see on the surface is fantastic.
We're really excited, and I think first up, a big congratulations should go to the Bulldogs, because these concepts always, they require a club or an individual to really stand up and make the first move, and you know, we feel very privileged and honoured that the Bulldogs contacted us about this concept, and the minute the call came through, we were really excited to be involved. Our core purpose as a football club is about making people feel like they belong. So elements around equality and inclusion and acceptance are just critical ultimately to our purpose. And the reality is now we get to live that out in what we do every day, which is a football match, and we're really, really excited about that.
Let me just finish off from Kane's remarks. I should say on behalf of our club as well, we identified the round four match and Carlton as a worthy partner in putting on this game, and they've been tremendous in bringing this to life, so we're also thankful them for being a willing partner with us. As a club, I think the Bulldogs really exist for its community. Being new to the club, I've appreciated that from afar without understanding the true depth of that, and certainly in the last couple of months seeing how integral the club is within the community, transcending football. Now, football's a very small part of that. So anything that we can do in this space to promote diversity and inclusion is I think something that we not only want to do, but given the role that we play in the local community, I think we're morally obliged to do so. It's terrific, and as I said earlier, we're very excited.
But that's not all. Joy's very own Chicks Talking Footy will be doing a live broadcast here on Joy during the Bulldogs and Carlton's Round 4 clash on Friday the 23rd of February at Wynn Oval. And while this is something they'll be sure to talk about a lot tonight during their show here on Joy at 8 p.m, I had to track down Fiona and Beck at the event from Chicks Talking Footy to find out whether they were as excited as the rest of the room for that announcement.
No. No, of course we're very excited about the opportunity to do this, because the focus of our show right from the beginning was about LGBTI inclusion in football and also gender equality, and this is kind of a marriage of the two. And I think the fact that the AFLW has so many out lesbian players in the teams is also a great celebration of who they are as well, and reporting on all of that is just, it's going to be an amazing experience.
I think that's right. I mean, we've had the experience of doing it the men's game, but I think this is a whole new level, you know. We just had two professional footballers stand up there and both say they're gay. Like, that's a whole new world for us. So I think this game, because of all those out women, is going to have a whole new feeling.
And being able to be open about their families and all the people that affects as well. I guess in the men's game, the players aren't, you're right, talking so much about their personal family lives. They're talking about someone they might know that might be gay, but for a lot of these women, it's about proudly marching onto the field with their teammates and celebrating who they are. I got a bit teary, actually, during the announcement, just with all of that.
That was Dina Curry reporting from the launch of the AFL Women's League Pride match that will take place on February the 23rd between Carlton and the Western Bulldogs.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.